The ruling by Judge Patrick O'Melia orders the Department of Justice to grant Raymond Van Bober a concealed carry permit. In 1995, Van Bober pled no contest to pushing his wife during an argument and was convicted of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. Van Bober's attorney, Mark Machulek, says the judge decided that because there was no transcript of the original plea, it wasn't clear whether that conviction actually triggered the federal gun ban for anyone with a domestic violence conviction.
So what the judge concluded was that there was no way to tell if my client had admitted to engaging in violent conduct or if he'd admitted to engaging in otherwise disorderly conduct. And since he was charged in the alternative, it was either one or the other. He couldn't say if it was a violent version of disorderly conduct or a nonviolent version.
The ruling points to a loophole in the domestic violence gun ban, according to Tony Gibbert of End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Gibbert says disorderly conduct is the most common domestic violence charge, and violent conduct is often pled down to a misdemeanor. He says keeping guns out of the hands of domestic abusers is complicated because it involves enforcing both state and federal law.
They don't interact with each other perfectly. It's not a perfect fit. So you have these kinds of cases that depend on transcripts that can be many years old or are no longer available. So I would say there is a need to revisit this and ensure that violent offenders are not allowed to possess firearms.
The Department of Justice hasn't decided yet whether it will appeal this ruling or simply issue Van Bober the concealed carry permit he applied for. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.